Life and Health, back with another podcast. What is this, Tim, number 25?
26.
26. Okay, so we're on 26. So we're deep in the game.
Good to know, Code. Glad you know.
Oh, no, we are older than you now.
We are older than me now. So, yep, we're back with another podcast. We got another guest. It's not Johnny this time. It is Joseph Bowers.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, yeah. So there's snow outside.
A lot of it.
Tim has still not got to like walk outside because it's so much snow.
That's
correct. But it's coming around the corner, I guess.
Did you say snow?
Snow.
Yeah, but what did you put in? You put in, what, 24 hours the other night? 20 hours?
20 hours. I did a 20-hour.
Straight shift?
Straight shift.
Pushing snow?
Pushing snow.
Up here in the mid-Atlantic?
Yep. 11 inches came down and cleared her up.
And then it'll hopefully be gone by middle of the week.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice. It'd be real nice. Did you survive the whole night?
I did. It was like, it's not too bad. It's when you stop is when you know.
You get tired and start to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Care to fill us in?
No, we're good. I'm good.
We're good. Yeah.
The antics going on in the background of this podcast already.
I don't worry about antics right now.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
But yeah, we're trying to get Tim. Well, hopefully the weather will get Tim back to his walks because that was happy, Tim.
Yeah, and I've missed the gym for the past week. But with the weather, well, we had two snowstorms in one. We had two snowstorms in 1 week.
Mm.
So I had 37 hours in of snow pushing plus 40 hours at a regular job plus a church service.
And you're still losing.
And Tim's a tired boy. And I'm still losing.
It's not that hard,
so there's
people.
There's no excuse.
There isn't.
There's no,
no
excuse.
Excuses. None.
We just need to put him on the podcast as like a hype man.
I know. You know?
Like just somebody that just haggles and banter.
Yes.
I ever tell y'all that was one of my dreams when I was a kid, to be a...
A hype man.
To be a rapper's hype man. Yeah. Rapper's hype man. Dude, you know how easy it is? You just go and say, yeah! Like, just be like, oh, what's his name?
Flavor Flav?
Yeah, Flavor Flav. I loved him.
You just repeat every other line?
Yeah, you just repeat the last word of every line. You're good. Your job's the easiest job in the world.
Make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah. Flavor made millions.
Sorry, so Tim hasn't been walking, but he's still losing, still staying consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, what have you been up to?
Thank you.
The catalyst cycle I'm still in. This week's been shot down a little bit. My shoulder's a little funked up, so I got to get that taken care of. But I did for 8 weeks, got snatched back up to 155. I did singles with that, multiple singles, 8 weeks. I started out with like 145. I hadn't done much of that. And power clean, I didn't get up. I was doing multiple singles at like 205. Saw that's back up. Like it should be, but I still have a lot of work to do.
And good news for Thomas is his kitchen's done. Once they come back from the beach this week, they'll be able to start cooking their own food. And
cook and eat off our home plates and all that stuff.
But eating healthier, a little bit healthier again, and getting back into the routine after when you get back. So that'll be good.
Still got some painting to do, but we're almost there.
Yeah, but the kitchen is functional.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
Yep.
Cool. And then if anybody's been keeps track of my personal website, I put up an article after my birthday saying, you know, basically about, you know, all the snow and everything, how, you know, you can still lose weight even though when you're really busy and everything. And just kind of updating everybody on my progress that I'm below the 240 mark.
So what, you're at 339.9 or 338? Where are you at?
339.9.
You mean 239?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of threes running through my head.
I was like, whoa. I was like, what? Yeah, right at 239. I mean, I know it's not a lot under 240, but still, it's that big number that it's not a 240. It's a 23 something. So that makes it big. I can't even remember the last time that I was under 240. I was sitting trying to think when I was writing my article. It's probably been six or 7 years.
Hey.
So, good. I'm at 63% of my goal completion since starting on September 3rd. So, I think that's pretty good.
That is good.
63% in 6 months. I'm pretty happy with that.
That's good.
It's pretty awesome.
I would say it's really good because of the fact you've been busy lately. Mm-hmm. And so you haven't been able to get back into walking as consistently as you were, or
yeah,
exercising as
walking
consistently
still
as you
were. Doing it the right way, not using wraps.
Random.
Cody knows what I'm talking about.
You see Tim walking around with knee braces on.
No, not those wraps. I'm talking about the stomach wraps.
He's talking about those things that people wear now that, I don't know, apparently make you
spot reduce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't need none of those.
If you're using those and you're listening, no.
Just take it off.
Well, I actually, it's like, honestly, I started reading an article about this stuff. It's like, understand why it is that people do it. And I mean, it makes sense to, from like a standpoint of understanding why people use it. I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a supplemental side to it too. That's kind of cool, but mm-hmm. You can't really put all your like eggs in one, in that basket, that particular basket, in my opinion.
I agree with that. How's your, Cody, how's your fit or, what you're doing, like a gymnastics cycle right now? Right?
I'm kind of on a gymnastics cycle with like a secondary and like hypertrophy stuff. So like bodybuilding. Only because I want to kind of ramp up like the volume that I've been seeing, because Johnny and I always do a competition, or last year we did one, so we're gonna do another one in June. And I feel like before I get back into like Metcons and high volume stuff, it'd be kind of conducive to start doing higher rep ranges or doing stuff that has higher reps in it. So like I've been squatting like a crap ton lately, and my legs are dead. I told him this morning I was squatting like sets of eight, which I haven't done in like a very long time after the Oli cycle, because it was only sets of five and below. And I did some lunges, which I never did. And I tried to jump on a box, do a couple sets of box jumps. I went to go jump. It didn't happen. I got halfway up and decided to quit in the middle of the box jump, and then kind of like hit my leg on it. So it's been interesting. But it's fun.
Then you shut it down.
And I shut it down.
Shut it down.
Could have jumped again.
Just never bail.
But with the gymnastics, don't ever bail.
Sorry.
If you do bail, put your hands on top of the box. Me and Alicia were just talking about this last night. But, no, I've been doing a gymnastics kind of – that's been the primary objective, is to work on some shoulder stability and pulling strength.
Right.
Because being, like, heavier, it just sucks.
Yeah.
Say people split their legs apart when they try to bail on a box jump, and it never works out.
No, it never works out. I put my hands down, and I didn't know what to do with my legs. I couldn't, like, push away or kick back. It didn't click in my mind.
You just got
to
pull your heels
down. I kind of scraped it up a little bit.
When I do box jumps, I'm always so terrified of not making it up. Yeah. And what do you do if you don't make it up?
You just don't make it up. You're not that far from the ground in reality. We're just trying to hit anything.
Yeah, but you're usually – it's not jumping up. When you're jumping up to get onto a box, you got that little bit of forward momentum to get onto the box. So what happens if you don't make it? Do you just land on top of the box and kind of roll over it?
Basically, yeah.
Your shins take a beating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's – that's a little terrifying. My left shin took a beating today.
Getting hit in the shins is the second worst place to be hit, in my opinion.
For a male.
For a man, yes.
It is rather painful.
It is.
So back to this, it was a crazy week. You still lost weight. What can you suggest or offer up guidance-wise that helped you do it? I mean, were you eating like crap? Were you eating semi-good?
Probably 50-50.
Were you sleeping?
No, lack of sleep, man.
What about when you can sleep? How many hours were you getting?
When I was getting sleep, I was still probably getting 6 hours of sleep or so. But like Wednesday night into Thursday, because that snowstorm was coming, I probably only got about 3 hours of sleep. And then the night after that, because you're so amped up, even though you're dead tired, you're kind of just, your mind's racing and it's hard to shut it down. And so I probably only got it like 4 or 5 hours that night. And last night was the first night I've had a really good sleep for the past couple of days. Because I know Monday night into Tuesday, we were supposed to get a storm or like a small ice freezing here, which didn't come.
Right.
But I didn't sleep. Any time that there's supposed to be weather,
I don't sleep.
I don't sleep because I'm so just, you're waiting for that phone call. You're waiting to go do what you need to do. So sleep's really been lacking. Food's been a little off. I had some pasta, which is, I mean, you can have pasta. I'm not, you know, just not abundance of it. But
once every now and then.
Yeah, but eating horribly, I don't think it's been horrible. A lot of it for me, the success I've been seeing, even though I haven't been eating super healthy, which will be back on this week, hopefully, because the weather is supposed to really improve. I'll be able to cook food, get to the grocery store, and be back on it, is portion control. Just don't go crazy on your portions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I also only really eat when I'm hungry. I don't know if this is right or wrong, but I'm not on a, you know, eat at this time in the morning, eat at this time in the afternoon, eat at this time in the evening.
3 meals a day.
Yeah. I mean, I try, like, sometimes I do 3 meals a day. Honestly, it's probably more 2 meals a day for me, and like a little bit of snacking during the day, like with like almonds or,
right,
you know, something like that. That's normally how I do it. But and honestly, it's still, which even I've been lacking on this a little bit the past couple of weeks, but calorie counting, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you got to live by it, but that's what I think's really helped me, because that's helped me get my portions in control.
So you're still using that?
Yeah, I haven't used it a whole lot as much this week just because of everything going on.
But that really kickstarted everything to begin with.
Yeah, that, I mean, that what is it? MyFitnessPal.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's other ones out there, but that's just one that we both that we know here. It's just great. I mean, for me, just it keeps me accountable.
What works for you works, may or may not work for others.
Yeah, exactly. And I still use the Fitbit, and I still keep track of all that. So that's really helpful for me. Even though the numbers are down, it still lets me see where I'm at and where I need to improve. So that's good.
But I think that's really important. You do what works for you. Now, I think people get kind of caught up in all these fads and like diet advice where it's like, you should be eating 5 small meals a day and eating this and eating that. But I mean, if you look at things based on how you eat for what you're trying to do, it works for you.
Look, it's not practical for me to eat 5 meals a day.
No, it's not.
I mean, it depends
on how many calories and your macros you're intaking. That's a completely different thing. But
when your work schedules and times, you know, yeah. You just don't, you're not at a kitchen, or you're not, you can't have a meal with you.
But the important thing is, like, you're keeping it simple.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you look
you're making the right choices.
I mean,
to me, that's always been.
Right. It doesn't have to be complicated.
The main thing is making the right choices.
I think everybody thinks when you're trying to lose weight, it has to be complicated.
No way does it
have to be complicated.
But even one thing you just said is portion control, which is like a huge thing that a lot of people don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Or even kind of like
because Big Mac meal and then my large Coke, and then I'm going to get my milkshake right after that.
That sounds disgusting.
But then even then, you don't really think about what you're eating, if you think about it in that sense. You may be able to go somewhere and eat like a 500-calorie burger with some fries and a shake and then be completely content and fine. And the meal may be small, but in comparison, if we eat something like potatoes, some type of meat, whether it be chicken or fish or something else, and like some green vegetables with maybe half the calories, you're still full because the food's calorically dense.
Right.
But it
works. Which is, I mean, it's just a matter of making those decisions, though, but people sometimes have a hard time doing that, too.
It is.
Well, and we were talking earlier, you know, people want to ask me, you know, they want to sit down and talk with me about, you know, how I do it. It's so hard to explain to people because it's so, I mean,
well, there's no one specific way.
Right. There isn't one specific way. And I don't want everybody to, some people are, you know, like on my Facebook, some people put like, oh, you're so inspiring on what you're doing. I'm not really trying to be inspiring to anybody because I feel like I make mistakes along the way. But as we keep telling people on this podcast and all over the place, mistakes are okay. You're going to have mistakes. You're human. We all make mistakes. It's just about what you do with those mistakes and how you react to those mistakes. The mistakes are as much of your losing weight as, you know.
Right, and at the same time, it's not necessarily always a mistake because, like, this week was a big, huge hurdle. I mean, you pretty much ran into a wall with the snow and working the 2 jobs and everything else. Like, you can't make it to the gym. It's not always feasible to do the things you have to do. So at the end of the day, you just got to make the best decision. Sometimes you might make that mistake, but then after that, you got to fix it.
Right.
So you can't dwell on what happened in the past, what you do before this. Now it comes into the behavior stuff. Like, be responsible, notify what you've done, what you need to change, and then work towards the change. It's not going to change overnight.
Right. And honestly, and you just saying that makes me want to throw, you know, out there. Losing weight, even, I mean, for me especially, and I think it's the case for a lot of people, it's 80% mental.
Mm-hmm.
If your head is not in it, not the, I need to lose weight. Everybody says that, like, if you're overweight. But your head has to be in it. Your head has to be willing to do the work.
Mental.
Mental. Right. It is.
You're 110% correct. I think anything that you do in this whole fitness realm or anything close to it, almost anything in life is completely mental.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to believe that you can do it and then just kind of set a path. And there's an order that you kind of have to follow. Can't just sporadically do things, or you can't just scarcely do things.
Right.
But you got to kind of have a plan. And you have a plan, obviously. You have a goal that you're trying to get to, and you're taking proper steps to get to that goal. Whether it be a busy-ass week or whether it be you can get into the gym a couple times or you're walking because of the weather. I cannot wait until this is all over.
Put your snow boots on and chug through this.
I don't want to put any snow boots on ever again for the rest of my life.
I just wish I could have went skiing once.
Do you ski? Oh, you do ski.
Ski and well, try to snowboard.
Yeah.
Did you go tubing recently or last year?
No, not recently. That was like 3 years ago. Tubing's fun, too.
Yeah, I like tubing. I do enjoy tubing. Well, there's plenty of snow up on the mountains still.
Might have to do it next Sunday.
Sure, they're having good business this
season. Just let me know. I'll go with you.
We're supposed to play next Sunday, but if our field isn't ready, then we'll go.
All right. Sounds good. I'll go up to Whitetail and go tubing.
All right. Anyway. So let's switch gears a little bit. We'll kind of sum that up real quick.
No, I was just going to – I was done. I mean, that I'm in a good place, and my goal's still on track, and
– everything's – the ball's still rolling.
Ball's still rolling. I mean, the numbers aren't as high as they, you know, once were. You know, I'm not losing the 5-6 pounds a week, but that's fine.
But we knew that was going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen. You're right. And maybe it's going a little
– eventually.
It's going to go – it's going a little slower than I thought, but, I but the, that's – but
know,
it's fine.
The weight of your beard may have offset some of the weight that you've lost.
But I think the awesome
shave
part
that
about
off. I might get a couple pounds.
I think the awesome part about this, you've been so busy, but you're not going backwards.
No.
Not at all. You're not going backwards. And even if you haven't been able to get in the gym or walk as much as you can, you're still taking proper steps to get to where you want to be, but you're not moving backwards.
But I do dream about walking.
You do? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, you legit have dreams about this.
It's a mental issue, man. I love it.
Everybody's got what they don't like
to do. It's so meditating. It's so calming.
That's good. Everyone has their outlet, I guess.
That's right. I love it. If I'm mad, go take a walk.
Let's walk.
His walk's like a speed like that. Those people are walking in circles really fast.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
What did you say you had? Oh, what do you want to do, the subway thing? You saw that.
Yeah, it's I was trying to find an article on it, so maybe I'll have more for it on the next time. But I just, it's funny, I went to Subway today for lunch, and I saw that. They have multiple different types of veggie patties.
And this is a new thing.
But it's a new thing. They've always had a veggie patty, but now they have different kinds of veggie patties. Like
different flavors? Or
yeah, like different flavors, like what they're made up of. And like I think one was like a Mexican veggie patty. And
we ever talk about the time I ate vegetarian meat?
I don't did we?
Do you remember that? Yeah. We had that like staff luncheon.
Yeah, we had taco salad.
And Thomas looks at me and he's like, "You just got vegetable meat, like you got vegetarian meat?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I didn't notice there were two different things. And I've never pooped so much in 2 days in my entire it was the worst experience ever.
My thing was
you're talking about that staff I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, the
staff luncheon
taco
or whatever. Taco
salad.
Well, what I saw there, and again, I couldn't find it online yet because I don't know if it's so new that like Subway doesn't have it on their website or I just couldn't find it. But like they have the list of like ingredients that are in these veggie patties, and I don't remember it all off the top of my head. I should have taken a picture with my phone. But like some of the ingredients, you're like, that's not that good for you.
They never are.
Like even though it's
listed like 15 ingredients.
Oh, more than that.
12 of them are soy.
Well, yeah, there was soy something, but there was like brown rice, black beans, which aren't those aren't horrible for you, but like just other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I just was like, and then like the calories was really high on it, and I'm just like, no. I didn't get it.
Well, that kind of sparked our semi conversation about being vegan, and everybody in here. Not against vegans, but against that way of eating.
Right.
Because you were talking about that, and all of a sudden that, who said it, Joe?
I like the way
Cody?
You put that.
We're not, I want to make that very, very clear. Like, I'm not against someone who's being, I wouldn't hold anything against anybody.
No, because I actually have a friend that does that.
A certain way of life, and that is fine with them. That's fine with me. If that's what they want to do, and that's how they choose to eat, that's perfectly okay. But, in my situation, my education, what I know, what I like to figure out is that meat isn't bad for us. Meat is actually good for us. And when it comes to the sustainability efforts and all that other stuff that goes in agriculture, actually having cows is good for the environment because they can – anybody looks at the Savory Institute's website, they actually use cattle to change over desertification of places. So – It's been done in Africa. There's like complete desert. Stuff's been completely tore out. They'll take cows and cattle and roll through, and then this grain will come back. So, I mean, they're good, especially for the environment. So right. That kind of notion, I just want to, if you don't believe me, go look at Savory Institute and do the research yourself. But it's out there. The information is there. So, okay. Anyway, where were we going with Subway? I do have the one article.
Oh, that's all I had because I couldn't find anything. So maybe in a later date when I get more information, we'll come back to that.
Care to chime in on that?
I mean, well, I think that it possibly could go deeper than just meat might be bad for you from a vegetarian standpoint. You could look at how meat's mass-produced and things of that nature and kind of understand their logic behind it, why they don't eat meat.
Well, and the way they're treated is very, very inhumane on a lot of fronts.
On a lot of fronts it is, but it depends on where you get your meat from.
That's the main thing to me is the poor treatment of the animal. But, I mean, they're animals. I mean.
Careful now.
I know. trying to find a way around this.
Well, I've seen some documentaries that I wouldn't care to watch. Like, turn them off halfway through because I would not want anything treated that way specifically.
No, I mean, how they do stuff. I mean, I understand a little bit why they do it because of the population amounts that they need to mass produce. But at the same time, there's better ways to mass.
There's
a movement that's starting to make that better in the world. I mean, you have, you know, like the Chipotles and stuff like that, even though they're fast food, but like they pride themselves in, because I think it would destroy their whole business if somebody finds out that, you know.
Well, not, what was it, 2 months ago, Chipotle stopped selling pork or something.
Because they found out that they
were treating the pigs wrong or something like that.
Right, that's right.
Do you guys know that Chipotle is owned by McDonald's?
Is it really?
I was about to ask the same thing. I was about to ask because I knew someone in this little circle knew that.
Where'd you find that at?
So do you think Chipotle is really that credible right now because they're owned by McDonald's?
Let's research it and then get back.
Because I've watched documentaries on Chipotle, and I've never heard that.
And I'm kind of interested to see if that's actually factual. And like, I don't know if that's just something out of the blue. But, I mean, the side of it...
We'll get back to that.
The humane side of the entire situation, it's kind of messed up. But also to kind of think about how meat could be processed could be another viewpoint as to why some people are vegans. But it could, honestly, there's so many different reasons why you could be a vegan. It could be that. It could be... You could... I can't even talk. There could be something in your diet that could prevent you from eating meat. There could be a bunch of other things. I know a lot of religious people who are vegans.
Okay, hold on. I want to go back to this. There is a popular misconception that Chipotle restaurants are owned by McDonald's. While they were once an investor in the company, they divided in 2006 and went public.
It's a subsidiary.
Right. But they're no longer in it anymore. They were.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, for all you Chipotle eaters, you can breathe now. You can exhale. Keep eating Chipotle. And I like Chipotle.
I would have either way. So,
but no, it's an interesting topic. And there are two different sides of the spectrum, just like anything in life. And I don't see a problem with someone who wants to be a vegan, but it's just not what I choose to do or what you choose to do or what Joe or Thomas chooses to do.
Right. And this is just our opinion on veganism. All this, I mean, again, we don't. That the whole show is life and health, so we're just giving our opinion on our life and our health.
If you choose to live your life and health that way, then by all means,
exactly. So if that's how, and you know what, hey, if you're local and you're a vegan and you want to come in and not, we will not get in an argument with you. But if you want to say, you know, why you do what you do, you're more than welcome to come in. We'll have you on the show, and you know, maybe we'll learn something.
I don't really have a problem with people who do it. It's the converters that get on my nerves, like the ones who will argue. To the point of where, like, you're like, all right, I'm done, I'm leaving, and they're still arguing. And it's like, I told you I was done 20 minutes ago. Why are you still arguing this with me? Those are the ones that get on my nerves.
People that are very, very
I've had
passionate
that
about something.
I don't even think it's just vegans. I think it's just people who are very passionate about something. I mean, that's honestly what it is. But, I mean, if you – most of the time you see someone who kind of has that – taboo-ish, like non-mainstream kind of factor about their life, they're going to push it and push it and push it no matter what. And maybe, and may not be at the point just to argue with someone. It might just be to further educate you.
Right.
As opposed to something being negative and you're viewed as just like an argumentative person.
All right. Let's carry this topic over since, you know, being vegan requires that you don't eat meat. This was...
Or wear stuff that's animal product.
What is the difference?
Vegan has to go to full extreme.
What is
Vegetarians don't eat meat.
What is the difference between vegan and vegetarian? Let's
vegans can't even wear
vegan
animal
is
product.
Specifically no animals at all. Lacto is what, milk or dairy?
Yeah.
And then ovo is eggs. So lacto ovo is eggs and dairy, and then pesco is with fish. And then you have, like, semi-vegetarian, which they'll eat fish and some chicken every now and then.
You just don't eat red meat, which technically I am.
Red meat.
So,
there's different levels to it. But
mm-hmm.
So to this whole point, this actually kind of ties in. This was actually in the Nutrition Journal back in 2006, Pediatric Gastroenteral Nutrition in 2006, there was a study that was done on 88 exclusively breastfed infants, 4 months of age, randomized. They were tracked at 5 months until 7 months, and the data that they obtained included biomarkers of zinc and iron status, measured at 9 months. So what they found is the mean zinc intake from complementary foods at 7 months in the meat group was larger than that of the cereal group. And we're talking about like rice cereal.
Right.
You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Any siblings that... Okay. So their head circumference from 7 to 12 months was greater for the meat group. Protein intakes were predictors of head growth, meaning that their head grew. Biochemical status did not differ by feeding group, but approximately 20% of the infants had low plasma zinc concentrations and 30 to 40 had low plasma ferric concentrations. So basically what their conclusions are, introduction of meat as an early complementary food for exclusively breastfed infants is feasible and was associated with improved zinc intake and potential benefits. The high percentage of infants with biochemical evidence of marginal zinc and iron status suggests the additional investigations of optimal complementary feeding. So, to break it down, it means kids that breastfed and had meat as a complementary food, they had grew a little bit faster head circumference wise. They had higher iron and zinc in their blood as biomarkers for blood tests. So that alone should give you some indication that as a baby, eating some meat while breastfeeding is going to lead to better growth.
There you go.
According to this article.
Right. Right, and you could read another article and it would completely, but yeah, again, that's one that we found, and it's a credible source. And
I would say 88 infants is a decent size sample pool to do some research on.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Sounds like a good size to me. At least they didn't go off of like 10.
Right, then it would be very, very questionable. It'd be like 6 and 4.
Hey, there it is.
Difference. All right, anything else?
No, man. How about you, Code?
I'm good.
Any thoughts on any of that?
No. I really don't have any.
Okay.
The journal speaks for itself.
It was pretty well wrapped up. We tried not to be as biased as possible.
Yeah.
Both sides of the spectrum provide some small information as to why it is that eating meat may be possibly good. So I feel like we hit it on the head.
Any topics, feel free to get to us. And hopefully, do we ever get any responses back to the grocery store?
No, but I'm going to the grocery store tomorrow, so I will have my list for next week, and we can kind of break down my list.
All right, sounds like a plan to me. We'll update everybody on your...
the grocery thing next week?
Yeah.
You can do that next week. All right, cool.
Cool.
Got some responses.
Yep. Well, hey, we want to thank Joe for stopping in. I'm sure he'll come in a couple more times.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. And everybody, thanks again for listening, and peace out. Have a good week. Enjoy the beach.
Thanks.